This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The war in the Middle East is threatening to widen this morning. Israeli airstrikes hit Syrian military sites this morning, killing 8 soldiers. Israel says it was responding to rocket launches from Syria. The White House is making plans in case it has to evacuate Americans from the Middle East. The AP's Sagar Magani.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby calls it prudent planning.
I think it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we weren't doing some kind of contingency thinking.
But right now, Kirby stresses there are no active efforts to get Americans out of the region beyond charter flights that began earlier this month from Israel.
We're not parking ships off the coast and getting ready to send Marines in to get people out of You pick the place over there.
Kirby spoke as the death toll in Gaza soared amid a barrage of Israeli airstrikes, and the number is expected to grow once Israel launches an expected ground offensive. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The war began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Acapulco was on maximum alert as a Category 5 hurricane slammed into the area early this morning. 165-mile-per-hour winds and heavy rain. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
Those winds could potentially cause catastrophic damage along with a life-threatening storm surge, and we're expecting flooding rainfall to occur in the mountains as it moves inland.
The storm is weakening now. A storm of another kind in Washington, where they're still trying to elect a House Speaker. Republicans have chosen Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana now as their latest nominee. He'll face a floor vote today. The son of Nashville's police chief has been found dead. John Drake Jr. apparently killed himself, say authorities. He was wanted in the shooting and wounding of 2 police officers. This is AP News. Meta, Facebook and Instagram's parent company, is being sued. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest.
Dozens of states are suing Meta, claiming its social platforms are addictive and harm children's mental health. A lawsuit filed by 33 states in federal court in California claimed that Meta routinely collects data on children under 13 without their parents' consent, in violation of federal law. In addition, 9 attorneys general are filing lawsuits in their respective states, bringing the total number of states taking action to 41 in Washington, D.C. The suits seek financial damages and restitution and an end to Meta's practices that are in violation of the law. The litigation follows damning newspaper reports, first by the Wall Street Journal in the fall of 2021, based on Meta's own research that found that the company knew about the harm Instagram can cause teenagers. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.